Hello, and welcome to Cohen Esri Apartment Investors Podcast. We explore a variety of topics related to real estate investing and often have special guests or case studies about some experiences that we've had firsthand. Today, we have a very special guest. We have Richard Williams, who's our Director of Renovation. We have a few questions we'll go through with him. And we also have Ryan Huffman, our Chief Operating Officer. And my name's Lydia Kincaid. I'm the fund manager for our market rate funds. So Richard, how about we jump right into this? Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your current work with Cohen Esri?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And so I guess I'll start off by dating myself. I've had the tremendous opportunity to spend much of my 40-year career engaged in the business of what I like to call continuous improvement. And that's through innovation and renovation. From an innovation standpoint, much of the first 17 years of my career was spent leading facility development, construction, and operations management for companies in the satellite telecommunications industry, one of which happened to actually be one of the pioneers in early commercialized satellite services like video conferencing and pay-per-view. At that time, a company called ComSat General was a pioneer in satellite telecommunications, while the Holiday Corporation sat at the top of the lodging industry. And in a joint venture, those two companies partnered to establish a video conferencing network of about 1,500 hotels nationwide, while providing pay-per-view services to approximately 500,000 rooms. I served as director of operations for that company and director of engineering for that venture from startup, and led numerous innovative facility developments after that. And to draw a parallel, the smart home initiatives that we and the rest of the industry are currently advancing today represents one of the many up and coming innovations in renovation that we see. In 1997, my wife and I actually bought our first house after our daughter was born, and completely renovated it front, back, and every which way you could think of. And we did that successfully. And it was more of a DIY, do-it-yourself project than anything else. And during that time, coupled with my facilities experience in HVAC, I developed a real passion for renovations, and a number of business opportunities came my way. And as a result, I started an independent contracting business and specialized in small commercial facilities and single-family rental property renovations, as well as preventive maintenance. I also subcontracted for many of the property management companies that I went to work for later. And then prior to becoming a part of Cohen Esri's team in 2020, when we acquired the park at Forest Hill, I actually collectively had spent 20 years in service management roles with multifamily companies like Mid-America Apartments, NTS Development, and Fogelman Properties. And while with Fogelman, I was successfully able to build an award-winning service team at the park at Forest Hill and turn that property's performance completely around. And finally, during CE's first year owning park at Forest Hill, Stan Phelps and I had the fortunate opportunity of working together. I really appreciated his mentorship. And from that relationship, I set my sights on really exceeding expectations and putting our renovations at the on the fastest track possible. And so after accomplishing that, I was fortunate enough to be empowered with the opportunity to replicate that success portfolio-wide.
Well, thanks, Richard. That's great. I think that's a really good overview of your career and kind of what's led you to what you're doing today. Ryan, can you share with our audience what was going on in the company that really precipitated our need for a designated director of renovation?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we'll start with, we had just completed a project that we called the RM Optimization Project, which is our regional manager optimization. And what that review did was it looked at the regional manager role to kind of figure out where they were spending their time, and then asking the question of, is this where they should be spending their time? And the reality was, we had a bunch of things the regionals were doing that could be handled elsewhere in a more, I'm going to call it, more direct, more succinct way to get results a lot faster. One of those things on the market rate side happened to be spending a lot of time in the renovation scope. whether that be helping prepare draws, directing staff, creating packages. They were spending a lot of time in the weed details. And so from that project spun off the need for a renovation director. Now, in that role, we have split here kind of two things. We have the exterior renovation, which is handled by our affiliate Nexus 5. And then we have our interior renovation plan, which is always done on the turn. So when we say on the turn, it means a unit comes into the inventory that's vacant, it gets upgraded, and then it gets leased out over time. So that's a two-year renovation plan. We don't have built in, nor can we staff a full-time project manager to just do that. So we do it heavy turns with the team on site. So what we needed was a coordinator that could coordinate not only the vision of what that needed to be, but how we track it, how it gets executed, quality control, making adjustments. And that's the role that Richard came in to fill. And that has gone a long way in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And Richard, so what do you view as some of the most critical components of your role? What are some of your priorities?
Well, that list would have to start with at the very beginning with due diligence and team leadership at the unit walk level. The accurate assessment of a potential asset is absolutely essential in honing the parameters for budget and scope development, ultimately setting the pace for every aspect of our strategic objectives and the subsequent performance outcomes. After that, I guess coaching the property team through and beyond the onboarding phase, the actual day of assumption, actually represents starts a 90-day countdown to the renovation startup. So within that 90-day period, the first month is pivotal and requires us to acclimate the property team and processes and platforms, and while identifying suppliers and contractors. And at that 30-day point, 60 days before the launch, the notice to vacate walk, has to be executed, employing unit turn as well as renovation processes and platforms to schedule on-time startup. And so I guess I would also say maintaining a rental tracker is also another really key aspect of the job. The rental tracker really requires, at a minimum, a weekly input from the property level. In doing so, it actually provides a real-time view of property renovations pace and performance metrics against goal. And the platform was relaunched in June of 2022 after undergoing numerous changes to maximize its user friendliness. And so ensuring that property management teams meet weekly input compliance requirements is a priority focus. Let's just know where we are, where we're going, and how fast we're going, and if we're going to get there. And finally, but not least, monitoring budget and scope adherence is an ongoing aspect of the job.
And you kind of alluded to this while you're answering that question, but what's the day look like for you? Are any 2 days ever the same, or are you just always doing the next thing for a project and putting out fires here and there and still making sure everything's moving forward? What's a day or a week look like for you, Richard?
Well, it certainly is an organic experience, to say the least, outside of standard internal business meetings and reporting on weekly renovations progress and monitoring tracker compliance, are providing on-demand training and managing supplier relationships. The remaining portion of my week is spent exploring and advancing ways to optimize our renovations performance. For example, to counteract the impact of turnover and improve staffing transitions, I'm developing OASIS content as well as property renovation binders so that incoming managers and staff members, have a placeholder to start from before they get up on all of the systems. To improve budget performance, I'm setting up watch list calls and engaging property execution or actually engaging renovations execution, process execution at the property level to keep cost per unit budgets in line. And after successfully launching our fully integrated smart home initiative in San Antonio early this year, I'll be advancing that kind of initiative at a number of our properties. So In addition to all that, I'm currently engaged in moving our newest acquisition through the onboarding phase as well.
And Ryan, I really view Richard's role at front center of our whole investment thesis, making renovations in the first, call it 2 years of an acquisition, and then stabilizing rental increases in the tenant population after that. So as an owner, like, what sort of metrics are you looking to Richard for and that you really hone in on to make sure these projects are on track?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. So my entire thesis with any kind of what I'm going to call real estate investment is you focus on lead indicators, right? So lead indicators on the leasing side are things like, what's your forecasted occupancy 60 days out? What's your real-time delinquency? What are your conversion rates? Once you get to point B 60 days out, this has already happened. So you need to be looking at lead indicators as you go along to make adjustments. The same holds true in Richard's role. So what we're looking for is, what's our spend on renovations on the interior? What's the quality we're getting? And what are the rent increases we're getting in the lease trade out from old lease to new lease? And the speed at which those renovations are getting done. And so really, you look at renovations and it's very similar to any type of construction. You need to be on time and on budget. That's really how that needs to go in order to be successful. And so Richard's role is to ensure that that's taking place and that he's talking to management. Here's an example. If we're finding that a renovation is coming in $1,000 over what we'd originally projected on a 300-unit property, we're in the hole by $300,000 by the time the project is complete. That means we either need to come out of cash flow for it, or we're not going to renovate as many units as we anticipated to stay on budget. So what Richard needs to do is pull levers in between, working with the team to decide, do we need to cut some of the renovation scope out? Can we still get the rent lift we projected if we cut out stainless steel and go to black, for example? So he's got to use the creativity of what he's introduced you to over 20 years of his career to really bring these projects in on time and on schedule and on budget so that we can hit our investment thesis projections.
Richard, across everything we've talked about, what are some of the biggest challenges to you in your role? Is it like the actual implementation of maybe it's smart home technology, or is it cost control? Is there anything that you can pinpoint as some of the challenges with your role?
Well, I would have to say cost control would have to probably top the list. When we experience change, just getting everything back on track and making sure that the incoming talent that we have at the property level is up to speed plays a big part in that cost control, because they're getting acclimated to what it is that we're doing in midstream in many cases. It's important to make sure that the right information is in the right place at the right time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Do you have any advice, like, for other real estate investors or sponsors, maybe who are pursuing renovations on site? Anything they should look out for, or just general advice?
Well, sure. I think basically, I started off talking about my career path and from innovation to renovation, and as we can all agree, renovation can be defined as an improvement to what exists, while innovation is actually creating something that didn't exist. Both are byproducts to me of continuous improvement. As this new generation of renters continues to grow, they all expected that emerging marriage between innovation and renovation to grow, not just with them, but ahead of them as well. So investing in our best B strategy is competitively repositions the asset as right product, as we say, at the right time, the right markets, for the right value, makes our best B strategy a sound and forward-thinking investment.
Great advice. Ryan, is there anything that you'd like to add in terms of advice, or just in general, how we utilize Richard within our team?
I mean, I would tell anybody when you're looking at renovation, my number one piece of advice is track. If there's one thing that we you know, we always talk on these podcasts of things we do well, and we also talk about things we maybe didn't do so well, and tracking is something we didn't do very well. And so we created a renovation tracker after learning lessons, but track what your spend is, track what your rent lifts are, don't be afraid to make adjustments to that, either spending more or spending less, depending on what you're seeing that rent lift become. You can change the investment thesis in the middle of the execution if you're tracking and know and still have runway remaining. So that would be my number one. My number two is you definitely need somebody, a Richard, I'm going to call it a Richard, to help you coordinate some of these pitfalls. Because a lot of times what you see, particularly, I know we have a lot of listeners that may be smaller operations that are trying to do this kind of bootstrapped, if you will. And you can do that if you have one or two properties. If you get 10 or 15 of these going, keeping track of that or relying on property management to keep track of that, is you're going to lose control pretty quickly. And so it's worth the investment to have kind of a project manager, director of renovation, that's really working on your behalf to make stuff happen in the time frame you want it to happen and in the budget you want it to happen. So those are my two best pieces of advice that you can give out there.
I agree with that, Ryan. And I would say, as the fund manager, since I'm interacting daily with our investors in these properties, they ask me all the time what the progress is on site, how many renovations have been completed, and what's the runway look like, what's the rest of the year look like. So it's great to have these renovation trackers and someone like Richard, who's really knowledgeable about what's happening on site, since we own properties throughout the United States. They're not all here local, and you know, I can't just walk across the street to them and check in on how they're doing. It's great to have such detailed information that we can provide our investors on a regular basis. With that, really appreciate your time, Richard. Thank you, as always, Ryan, and thanks everyone for listening.